Black are gold pants, 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 black. Podcast.
Hello and welcome to, we're in episode five now, episode five of Black Heart and Gold Podcast. This is Hawkeye State coming at you live from the Hawkeye State Mansion in lovely Davenport, Iowa. Joined as always by Oops Pow Surprise. Oops, what are you drinking tonight?
Little Cannon says BL Bud Light. I think that's what I'm drinking tonight.
Is it one of the fancy black and gold cans that have been pulled off the shelves?
No, they sold out like really quick, like 3 weeks before the Iowa State game. And I'm down here in like Indianola, like they should be Iowa State fans down here. They didn't even bother with those cans.
Well, they only give out the Iowa State cans for Natty Light, so that's probably the problem. We were looking for a guest to talk about the Arizona game. Unfortunately, we struck out. Pac-10 bloggers don't like podcasts or blogging or us. We're not entirely certain. So instead, we brought in Ross. Ross WB, the de facto third member of the Black Heart Gold Pants team. Ross, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
Cool. And so we figured we'd just have the, you know, eighth of the way through the season roundtable and discuss.
It's more than an eighth. Come on.
It's like a sixth. What am I, a math major? All right, we're a sixth of the way through the season, and we are going to discuss what we know so far. So, Oops Pal, what do we know so far?
We know that Iowa is 2-0, clearly on the way to 12-0. We know that both Penn State and Ohio State are shaking in their respective cleats at the thought of the Hawkeyes marching in. The reason that we can say that, of course, is you know, Iowa won by 1 point in week one, but 32 points in week two. I think if you keep extrapolating that out, you know, geometrically, exponentially, anyway, I've done the math and I'm pretty sure about this, but Iowa is going to beat Ohio State by 40 million points.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
You know, If you figure in that, you know, we hope that by October Rick Stanzi will start in the second half, or start the first half the way he starts the second half. I think 40 million points might actually be lowballing it.
Well, there has to be some.
In Columbus, so you got to give him a little break.
That's a good point. Yeah, they might get a safety. 40 million to 2, and then how bad will the Minnesota game be?
They haven't invented numbers for that yet.
Infinity?
We're gonna count to infinity twice.
Yeah, 11 to infinity.
Infinity to the infinity. To 3. We'll give them a field goal at the end.
Right, they're not getting a safety on us. Fuck that.
Right. So, if you ask me, I think all we know so far is that Iowa State is the third best team in the state. That much is abundantly clear.
Yes.
And actually, I think North Dakota State is probably the fourth best team in the state.
I think Iowa State's lucky they don't play like Co or something.
I think Central can run for their money this year. Simpson would probably be a touchdown favorite.
It depends on where they play.
Right. Well, at Simpson, it'd be 10.5.
Right, right. And if it were at Ames, it would be 10.
Exactly. Simpson home field advantage is worth half a point.
Well, compared to Jack thrice, anyway, yeah.
Yes, Jack three times. Iowa welcomes the Arizona Wildcats to Kinnick Stadium. Excuse me, historic, legendary Kinnick Stadium this weekend.
Can we get a ruling on that, by the way, before we go any further? First of all, we know that the Big Ten Network was completely incorrect when they kept calling it Nile Kinnick Stadium in week one. Like, do you remember that and how annoying that was? Because it's not Nile Kinnick Stadium. We all know that.
No, I think it was a mistake on their part. I think they thought that it was next to the Nile River.
That's it.
So they said that it was Nile Kinnick Stadium and that it was Kinnick Stadium located near the Nile.
Kinnick upon the Nile?
Yes, Kinnick upon the Nile. And it's because they figured that the law school really was the Sphinx.
Well, there's no nose on it, so you got to give them that.
Well, I mean, since, you know, Ross and I both went there, it's known as, you know, the Valley of the Kings. But, yes, it's not Nile Kinnick Stadium. It's never been Nile Kinnick Stadium.
Right.
It has been known alternatively as Historic Kinnick Stadium or Legendary Kinnick Stadium.
Like, am I wrong that when you go to the games on the little loudspeaker outside the stadium, it welcomes you to Legendary Kinnick Stadium? That's the way I always remembered it. Is that right?
I think that's right, yes.
Okay.
But I'm pretty certain
that's
that
I remember.
I'm pretty certain that Dolphin refers to it as Historic Kinnick Stadium.
Then he's drunk.
Well, that goes without saying. Podolak is the new DD.
That's got to be a terrifying proposition.
By the way, how is that not a commenter name yet? Podolak is the new DD. Someone run with that.
Give it time. It's a better name than Storm and Spank.
Yeah. We're going to have the podcast with his mom. Yeah.
Hi-oh!
That was the greatest Twitter comeback of all time today.
I think so.
Anyway, so Legendary Historic Kinnick Stadium plays host to the Arizona Wildcats, and one Mike Stoops, former Iowa safety, the middle of the Stoops brothers, and his brother Mark Stoops, who is apparently also coaching at Arizona in some capacity. What we're not certain because we didn't really prepare for Arizona yet.
Nope.
All three of them somehow wore the same number, including Bob. We're not entirely certain how that happened unless they were born 4 years apart exactly. There's no red shirts for the Stoops brothers.
I did some research on this. They shared the same jersey at the same time. It was like one of the Knights Who Say Knee sort of thing.
Yeah. Bob took the field looking like Goro.
right. Like it counted as one player. They called that the Stoops loophole, and they had to fix that after they could get, you know, three guys in one jersey and call it one player. It's kind of bullshit, if you ask me.
That's exactly what it is, yes. Bullshit indeed. So, Arizona, I did a quick bit of research. Arizona is located in Arizona. It's a desert, apparently.
I heard it's hot.
No one is entirely certain how people live there. They're known primarily for being referenced by Dennis Hopper when talking to Keanu and Sandra Bullock in the movie Speed.
It's a classic.
Classic. If you don't remember, Dennis Hopper, as a crazed bus bomber, refers to Sandra Bullock as a wildcat, and the jury's still out on whether she has an Arizona t-shirt on or an Arizona tattoo. But regardless, we're pretty certain it involves Arizona. They're known as the Wildcats. They've played football for some time. They were apparently good in about 1998.
That was the Teddy Bruschi era, correct?
Your guess is as good as mine. Yes, I believe it was the Teddy Bruschi era.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, I did not realize Teddy Bruschi played football at Arizona.
Oh, he was on the Sports Illustrated cover. Like, that was when Sports Illustrated, like, honestly thought Arizona was going to be number one. And so they just put the players out in the middle of the desert and, like, put all the pads on. And then they're like, hey, there's this cactus. Why don't you stand next to it and cross your arms and don't smile? Because that means you're good at football or something.
That's exactly it.
I think they went, like, 6-5
6-6. They were number three in the AP poll going into 1999. I vaguely remember this. And they melted down in ways that we didn't even know existed. I mean, Tommy Tuberville called them and said, nice work. They finished 6-6. They opened as the number three team in the country by losing 41-7 at Penn State.
Oh, that's right.
And it was all downhill from there. They had 50 dropped on them, excuse me. At Stanford, they lost their finale at Arizona State, 42-27, and they didn't even make a bowl in a year where they were preseason number three.
So all that posturing next to the cacti was a waste, basically.
Well, it's always a waste to posture next to a cacti because the cacti always wins. The last time they played Iowa was 1998. They won 35-11. That was in the middle of Hayden's last season, and the meltdown was in full force. The last time they played at historic legendary Kinnick Stadium was 1996, when Iowa beat them by the massive count of 21-20. They were kind of a perennial Hayden opponent back in the day. They showed up a lot in the 80s. Rarely winning, but haven't seen them since Bill Clinton was president, so it's been a little while. Mike Stoops has been there since 2004, when he replaced John Makovic, the immortal John Makovic. Makovic finished two seasons at Arizona with a count of 10-15, stellar record. Since then, Stoops is 25-34. They're coming off an 8-5 season. It was Stoops' first winning campaign. He's 0-3 against BCS opponents outside the Pac-10, but they haven't played a BCS opponent since 2006. So that number is maybe a little misleading. They did beat BYU last year in their bowl game. So that's, I guess, something. Other than that, all we know is they have a running back.
Grigsby,
yes. Who's apparently
a horrifying, terrifying name.
For Iowa fans, there's a certain place in cold hell memory for Grigsby. You're hearkening back to memories of Herb Grigsby running half-ass patterns and dropping passes.
Yeah, it always seemed that whenever Drew Tate threw to Herb Grigsby, like universally, bad things happened. It was a variety of bad things, but it was either interception, fumble, drop pass. I think he shot himself like Cheddar Bob in 8 Mile on one of the plays.
Every time Tate would throw to Grigsby, he'd come one step closer to insanity.
I think they both each other made each other snap.
Exactly. Now, little known fact, you know, we've always called him Herb Grigsby, but actually the H is silent. It's Herb Grigsby. His brother is Basil.
So that makes his mother Rosemary, of course.
Rosemary Grigsby, yes. Wonderful woman, too. Once used my bathroom. Actually, this is completely off topic, but I ever tell you guys about the time that Kenya Webma's mom used my bathroom?
Do tell.
I was living my last year of law school. I lived at 707 Melrose, like a half a block from the stadium, right next to the house that Tom Brady and Tim DeWitt own. Their house was far cooler than ours. But one time this elderly woman comes up to our front porch, and she goes, "Excuse me, son, can I use your bathroom?" And my neighbor or my roommate goes, "Well, yeah, sure. It's right through the kitchen there." And she walked back and apparently used the bathroom, was walking back through the house, and she stopped to say thanks, and she was wearing a giant button with Kenny's face on it. And my roommate Dan goes, "Are you related to Kenny?" And she goes, "Well, yes, he's my son." And he goes, "Hey, Kenny Webb's mom's here. Hey, everybody." And we're like, "Woo!" We high five her, and she's terrified, and it was great. But yeah, Kenny Webb and his mom used my bathroom. Anyway, Arizona. They're known primarily as a basketball school.
Primarily.
Back in the days when Miles Simon and Mike Bibby led them to a national championship with former Iowa coach Lute Olson. Little known fact, I was almost named Lute.
No.
Thank God that didn't happen.
Would have been awkward.
Lute and Hayden were on the final two list, and you got to remember this was 1980, so Hayden hadn't done a whole lot yet, and so that was a leap of faith.
And what's worse, your dad is Carlton Fisk, and you know, Horrible.
Indeed.
I did some more research on Arizona, you guys.
Hey, what do you got?
The neighboring states are California, Nevada. It's got some, like, a corner thing going with Colorado, but there's Utah right there. And what's Mexico? What's that?
Oh, that's Old Mexico.
Oh, neat. It's kind of shaped weird. That's Arizona, guys.
Hey, oops, pal, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Arizona part of the Gadsden Purchase?
Why, yes, that's right.
Yes. Score one for Geography B.
Executed by which president? Hawkeye State.
Ooh. We're going to go with McKinley.
That sounds right, actually.
I don't think that's right, though.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, you were off by, like, 50 years.
William Henry Harris.
It was Frankie Pierce, the one, the only.
Wow. Everyone loves Franklin Pierce.
Right.
Not only did he, like, single-handedly start the Civil War, but he bought that little corner of Arizona and New Mexico.
Without it, we would not have Yuma.
And God damn it, what would we do without Yuma?
I know.
What would we do with Russell Crowe movies?
No one wants to watch the 310 to Tempe.
Yeah, 310 to Santa Fe doesn't have quite the same ring to it. So, any other research on Arizona? Here's the big question. Is gambling legal?
It doesn't say that. Although I'm still on Gadsden Purchase, so I guess it wouldn't really tell me there.
Well, it's definitely legal in the Gadsden Purchase.
Anything goes in Gadsden.
What happens in the Gadsden Purchase stays in the Gadsden.
This is the best podcast ever.
This is going to be great. What do you guys predict for this week? Other than pain.
I predict an ass kicking.
Of one team or the other?
Probably both teams, maybe, just to shake things up. But no, I think Arizona's gonna lose by 14 points or so.
Sounds about right.
I like the fact that apparently they have a more conventional offense. They're not one of those funky spread teams that bedevil us at times. And
Wait. How do you know anything about their offense? They haven't been on TV yet.
Research.
The research. Who does research for a podcast?
Just ludicrous.
I know, ludicrous.
But it beats working, so.
That's a fair point. Yes, it does beat working. By the way, because you research for the podcast, you can no longer write a Black Heart Gold Pants. I'm sorry.
Damn.
But you've been shunned. Oops, pal. What do you think this week?
Did you know that the Arizona Department of Education superintendent is Tom Horn?
Nice.
There's an E on the end of his name, of the surname. So it's Horny. It could be pronounced Horny, I guess. You would think that it's silent, but I actually don't know that. Like, why would you have the E there if you're not going to say it?
You know what? Better safe than sorry. Pronounce the E.
Okay. They've got Tom Horny as a superintendent, which seems just reckless.
That's just silly. That's ludicrous.
Based on that, I have to give this game to Iowa. Like 38 to 9. Yes, that's it.
It's an excellent score.
Yeah.
Will their 9 come off of a touchdown and a safety or 3 field goals? Or the rare 3-point conversion?
That's where you, instead of kicking it for the extra point, you have to slam dunk it.
You have to throw the ball off of a fat guy in the 78th row. Who will inevitably be sitting next to me.
Right. It's that asshole with the trumpet.
This is my first game this season at historic legendary Kinnick Stadium.
Oh, right there on the Nile.
Right there on the Nile. the cradle of civilization, as we call it. And because of that, I have no choice but to predict that it's going to be far closer than anybody thinks. It's a 5.5-point spread. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think there's a decimal out of place there. It's actually a 55-point spread.
Whoa!
And therefore, I'm going to go ahead and say that Arizona beats that spread and Iowa wins 49-3.
That's a squeaker.
But Arizona keeps it close through the first half. Stanzi's going to throw the ball to Stanzi pants for the entire first half, and it'll be 7-3, and then we'll come out and score 42 in the second half.
And the crazy part is, 40 of it comes on one play, and then we get a safety at the very end.
That's exactly right.
This is rock and jog basketball.
The rare 40-point touchdown, exactly. Rock and jock basketball. Is Kennedy going to be involved?
I don't know, but Dan Cortez lives like under the bleachers at Kinnick. I assume that's why he's there.
I knew I saw him last year.
Did you know that the Colorado River goes through Arizona, even though Arizona is not Colorado?
Let's talk about the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon is one of the greatest natural phenomena in the lower 48. Only part of the Grand Canyon is located in the Gadsden Purchase, not known by most people.
I thought it was like way, way farther north than that.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
That's the only reason we bought Gadsden. We went to Steve Gadsden and we said, look, you got a nice canyon.
He's like, what do you want for it?
We want to buy it from you. But not for that much, because it's not that – we only paid $5 million for all of freaking Louisiana. All right? We're not going to give you a bunch of money for this little piece of land just because there's a canyon.
Franklin Pierce drove a hard bargain. People don't know that.
Damn right he did.
You know what I like about this podcast? And a state reptile, which seems unnecessary.
Yes, Franklin Pierce was known as the Great Compromiser. I'm almost entirely certain that's not right.
I thought he was badass in leather. I thought that was his nickname. Did they even have leather back then?
They did. Actually, they had pleather.
Oh, okay.
They'd run out of real leather.
They were wearing the pleather thinking, there's got to be something better than this.
Yes. This is basically the encyclopedia of podcasts. We're all in agreement that Arizona sucks.
Clearly.
And that despite the fact that they have a running back named Nick Grigsby, which is a unfortunate mixture of Herb Grigsby and the spelling of Nick that you only get with Nick Cage.
There's no K in his name.
There's no K. Yeah. There's no K.
I say that's not okay.
Oh! That's a... You just struck out looking.
The Zingers are out to play tonight.
Yes, indeed. Given the fact that their running back is involved in the movie Snake Eyes with Gary Sinise, we're going to go ahead and say that he sucks. And just... we're just going to go ahead and just assume this is going to be a victory, and we'll move on to Penn State.
Whoever they are.
Yes, which apparently stands for Pennsylvania State. I did not know that until recently.
Pennsylvania State. I don't know why they're getting cute with it.
Pennsylvania is a commonwealth, actually, not even a state, which makes their name entirely superfluous.
Doesn't that sound a little like communist?
It is. Well, it's Quakers.
Oh, God.
Karl Marx, well-known Quaker.
Right.
Joseph Stalin.
The facial hair, yeah.
His actual real name was Penn, Joseph Penn. He changed to Stalin just to fit in. Anyway, we have talked to the crew from Black Shoe Diaries. Run up the score at a minimum. We'll be in on the next week's podcast, as well as possibly Kevin and Mike. So it could be one giant clusterfuck.
Or you could just get us three again.
Yeah. Because we don't know anything about clusterfucks. So stay tuned for that. It'll be far more informative than this one, although I'm guessing we'll probably have less history.
Yeah, I this one counts for course credit if you're in any of the American history classes at Iowa. Next one will not. So teachers, TAs, keep that in mind.
Indeed. So, and with that, I think we're going to call it a night, because Lord knows I have more beer to drink. Ross, thanks for laughing along. And for bringing the one legitimate piece of research to the table. Clearly Minnesota is rubbing off on you.
Oh,
yeah. I need to stop that.
Yeah, exactly. There is no research in our podcast. We leave that to the guests. So, on behalf of the entire crew of Black Heart Gold Pants, thanks for waiting through this one. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Adios.